The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rashawn Blyden here. Today's show is brought to you by Political Bombshell Store. Natural order. What is the natural order? God, man, woman, child. That is what I did not want to do. It's not about blood. Oh, it could be about blood. Slip of the fingers there. There we go. Natural order. God, man, woman, child. Just go to politicalbombshow.com, click on Political Bombshow Store, and there you go. Better yet, if you are on Rumble or Spotify, just click on the link in the description. As you know, Political Bombshow cannot be on YouTube because they have banned us. So therefore, I cannot tell you to click on the link if you are on YouTube. However, I do have a sister show, Ray Dog's Random Thoughts, where I don't go as hard and they don't deplatform and completely remove us. Nonetheless, this is going to be something new I'm doing on Sundays, where I'm going to take biblical news and do a story on that. And so that is what we're doing today. So let's go all the way across the pond to read this story here. The problem comes down to playing God. First three-parent baby born in UK despite ethical concerns. Last week, the birth of the first three-parent baby in the UK was reported in The Guardian. Journalists obtained evidence that fewer than five such babies were born in the UK by making freedom of information requests to the Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority. The first such birth in the world was in Mexico in 2016. The treatment used is known as, I'm going to butcher this new word, let's see, mitochondrial donation treatment. The baby conceived from this treatment has a genetic father and two genetic mothers. How is this? What are they doing exactly? I hope this article explains, because this makes no sense to me. And it actually does sound like they're playing God here. It really does. Typically, a mother whose mitochondrial DNA is defective can choose to use this technique. The motivation for this is to prevent mothers passing on rare mitochondrial disease to their children. The nuclear material of the mother's fertilized egg is removed and preserved. Okay, so they're taking the egg out of the mother, it looks like. The father's sperm is used to fertilize the female donor's egg, which is free from any defects. This donor nuclear material is taken out of the donor's fertilized egg and discarded. The parents' nuclear material is then inserted into the donor egg. The result is a baby who has more than 99% of his or her DNA from the mother and father. And where's the rest of it? And the very small number of genes, around 37, from the female donor. This don't sound right to me. Legal change in 2015 paved the way. What legal change? This was all made possible by Parliament changing the law in 2015. You see, I've long said that many of these ungodly things come from across the pond. when I was growing up, that was the case in when it came to unclean, let's say, entertainment for adults and things they were doing that's unnatural. It came from across the pond and then caught on over here. So a lot of the things, they spread like wildfire coming from across the pond over here to America. Nonetheless, this was despite strong principal opposition by many medical experts and politicians. Baroness Hollins, chair of the science committee of the British Medical Association, disagreed with allowing the procedure. And I can't disagree. This just doesn't sound right to me. We shouldn't be doing this. On the other hand, because sooner or later what's going to happen, they're going to go down a slippery slope where, you know how you want to have same-sex, I'm doing air quotes, marriages, in case you're just listening. And so, pretty soon, you're not going to need a mother and a father. You're going to go to a laboratory and get a laboratory baby. That's the direction they seem to be going. I mean, they're already trying to play God by calling this so-called detransitioning thing, saying, oh, I was born in the wrong body. God doesn't make mistakes. You weren't born in the wrong body. You're just demonic. You're just going down a demonic slope. On the other hand, the chief medical officer, Dame Sally Davies, claimed the procedure would be no different to swapping a faulty car battery. You see what I mean? She has no morals by comparing swapping a faulty battery with swapping out babies, making them genetically perfect. Yeah, this is not right. Research chemist Christopher Exley strongly criticized this analogy at the time. Of course, who wouldn't criticize that? As highly misleading, warning it had skewed the debate. He called the technique a scientific experiment, not therapy. This technique was pioneered by the Newcastle Fertility Clinic in 2016. The Guardian reported on the work by medical researchers at the clinic, who published their initial findings in the journal Nature. However, it was admitted at the time that the technique did not eliminate the problems. Interesting. It reminds me of someone who is growing up. They feel like they're in the wrong body, and so therefore they want to try to change their sex, which is not possible, but they get a Dr. Frankenstein to butcher them, and then what do you know, the problem is still there, and some of them end their own lives. I wonder why. You should have brought your problem to God. It would have been solved. It is also significant that the history of comment on this issue shows hardly any concern about the psychological and social efforts has been voiced by medical researchers, which is, again, going back to the transgender movement. No one tackles the psychological aspect of this. It's all about a movement a satanic movement, a cult satanic movement that is not of God. It's just ungodly to talk about these things, about transitioning. I got bawled out in my show. Well, actually, it wasn't a show. It was, I am on, as you can see on your screen there, if you're watching, on Swell. And so I voiced concern about a statue. It was a man with breasts. He was naked and he was breastfeeding a baby. I rightfully so called that out to be demonic and satanic and ungodly, and you had some liberals attack me, but I held my ground. I'm not going to concede to the fact that this is normal. This is not normal. It's abnormal. Abnormal to have a statue like that. And then the one liberal woman, I even remember her name, Christina, she comes on my swell and she's acting all like an elitist. Instead of directly addressing my question or my answer, my story, she completely disregards, comes to my swell, because apparently, I don't remember the fellow's name, I believe his name was Jordan, he invited her there. And so she's like, well, this is the first and last time I'm going to come to you, you're blah, 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 blah. And she went on to try to compare transitioning to race and the pigmentation of skin. So, cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Definitely. Anyway, this surely means that Dame Sally Davies was wrong to compare the procedure to changing a car battery. She sounds like she has no heart. How can you compare the two? Changing the car battery. The Guardian cited research published this past February suggesting there is a chance these mitochondria could multiply wish lists the baby is yet to be born. So, warnings by Christians not heeded. Let's see here. As the technique was being promoted in the UK, Christian organizations such as the Christian Medical Fellowship and Christian Concern raised warnings about the ethical pitfalls involved. It was hinted that prejudice could creep into the process of handling the resilient embryos. That's another thing. Who's to say that whoever is behind these genetic Frankenstein things are not going to program the baby so they can think a certain way, find things that are ungodly to be just perfectly fine. It's not, we should not be playing God. We should not. This is because it is mothers, not fathers, who pass on mitochondrial DNA to their children. Thus, mitochondrial diseases are passed on through their mothers. There is no way of predicting beforehand whether an IVF embryo conceived using this new technique will be male or female. The question then arises in the laboratory as to what to do with female embryos. Well, I know exactly what they're going to do. Can someone say Planned Parenthood? Because that's exactly what they're going to do, abort them. Whether they are more likely to be discarded, exactly, abort them, kill them, in other words. Changing the face of the human race. Back in 2015, Andrea Williams warned that the real issues rise by pushing for this IVF technique were moral, not technical. She made the argument that it is unethical as it destroys the embryo's carrying mitochondrial disease in order to create other lives. Also, permanent genetic modifications would be passed down the genetic line when their full consequences are yet to be unknown, affecting all future generations. These concerns have now been repeated by several other Christian organizations this week. Essentially, the problem comes down to playing God, engaging in radical experimentation on human embryos, and thus commodifying human life. So I absolutely agree. We should not be doing this. They're absolutely playing God, and that is a bad thing. No one should be playing God. Many of these people who perform these transgender or transition surgeries, they're essentially trying to play God. And again, you can butcher someone, but their makeup is still the same. You're still a man, you're still a woman. And that was another argument speaking as well. I got chastised because I rightfully said there's only two genders. And I got chastised for that. But nonetheless, I'm not going to stop speaking the truth because you don't want to hear it. I'm going to speak the truth. And if I'm on social media, obviously it's up to you to block or don't even look at my content. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to stop, because I'm going to reach at least one. If I just reach at least one person and change one person's mind, then I have done my job. So again, today's show is brought to you by Political Bomb Show Store, politicalbombshow.com. Natural order, God, man, woman, child. Just go to politicalbombshow.com, click on Political Bomb Show Store, and there you go. So this is something that we'll be doing on Sundays. We will find Christian news and bring it to you. And hopefully someone is listening. If you were thinking about doing something like this, or thinking about getting an abortion or any such thing, maybe you can change your mind, and that would be great. That would be a great thing. But we should not be doing this. We should not be playing God, because essentially it's going to backfire. God is going to intervene, is what I'm trying to say. He will intervene. You can't go on doing these things and think that there's no actions, no reaction to your actions. It will happen. So until the next show, peace.
Political bomb, so come on people, let's go.